story began. We film ourselves to the end, try to suspend our lives in the dark.
That was the Wailing Jennies and a beautiful Nicky Mader song entitled Begin. And you can find that on the live album Live at the Mauch Chunk Opera House, which came out in 2009. Now, the Wailing Jennies play the On Wave Theatre at Harbourfront Centre in Toronto on Saturday, June the 21st. Tickets are $35 and are available online. And you can follow the links from folkrootsradio.com. Now, since their humble beginnings in Winnipeg, the Jennies have grown to become one of the most beloved folk acts on the international scene. Founding members Ruth Moody, Nicky Mader, along with New York-based Heather Massey, continue to create some of the most beautiful music you are ever likely to hear. We caught up with Nicky Mader earlier this week. So it's great to talk to you today, Nicky.
It's great to be here.
So tell us a little bit about the Jennies. You are appearing in Toronto on Saturday, June the 21st. The last album that you put out, I think, was Bright Morning Stars, which was 2011.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about what you've been up to lately?
Yeah, we're actually back out on the road for the first time in a while. We've been on the road for the last year, but previous to that, we were off the road for just over a year. On a hiatus as one of our members had a baby. Heather Massey had a little boy. So we took some time off the road not long after we released the album. So we're kind of back for a somewhat belated touring of that album. So it's been great to be back out on the road, and that's what we've been up to.
Now, you have a fairly remarkable story, because I don't think that when you started off that you ever intended to be part of this wonderful trio we call the Wailing Jennies. As I gather, and if this story is correct, I think it all started because the three founding members were booked for a show above a record store in Winnipeg. Have I got that right?
Yeah, it was actually just supposed to be one show. Ruth and Kara and I had been at the Winnipeg Folk Festival, and Ruth had approached us saying, you know, that she thought it would be a great idea for us to sing on each other's songs and just put on a show. And, oftentimes musicians talk about getting together, but in that case, a friend of ours who owned this guitar store thought this was a really good idea, and so he offered to put the show on, and it turned into two shows. And the response was great, and we had such a good time, we decided to kind of do some more shows, and that kind of took off from there. So, yeah, it wasn't an intentional forming of a band, and it's just been busy ever since. It's kind of a lucky thing.
Now, I just wonder, with the fact that you all had solo careers when you got together, mm-hmm. Does that influence a lot of the way you think now? I notice on the albums you have songs that you will write or Ruth will write. I'm just curious as to how that works with the band dynamic.
Yeah, we've talked about co-writing for quite a long time, but it just hasn't happened that way. We were on the road for such a long time for you know, weeks at a time that we found that we were so busy on the road, we never got a chance to write. And writing has always been a solitary thing for all of us. We're all songwriters, and so it just always worked well that we would bring a pretty much finished song in terms of the writing of it to the group, and then the really creative part as a group was arranging that song, arranging the harmonies, arranging the instrumentation. So we've always found that it's such, you know, that in and of itself is a really great creative act, and that the practice of bringing in fully formed songs by each of us has worked really nicely. So we still do talk of, you know, perhaps sitting down and co-writing, but, you know, time will tell.
Well, you know, one of the great things about the Jennies is your live show. We just played a song, actually one of your songs, I think, Begin, from the live at the Mauch Chunk Opera House.
Mm-hmm.
The live experience, is that, do you feel that's really the best way to appreciate the band?
I think that, you know, I think both the recorded version of the band and our live show, I think they bring different things, but the feedback that we get is that people, you know, people appreciate both. But that people, I think they appreciate the live show because we can replicate what we do on record. And I think that, you know, oftentimes that's not the case with live artists. You know, so much stuff is done in studio to kind of perfect what they do that they lose that a bit when they're in a live setting. Our live show is different from our recordings in that we have less instrumentation. We really kind of go all out on our records. But we're very conscious of wanting to make it something that we can reproduce live sufficiently that there isn't a huge gap between the two. And I think that, you know, the experience of hearing three-part harmony in person is a very physical thing that people don't, I think people kind of experience that and they don't really recognize they're experiencing it, but it brings such, I don't know, I think it just really resonates with people in a really physical way, and I think that's something that you can't experience unless you see it in a live setting. And plus, well, also, we tell a lot of stories, and there's you know, a fair bit of humor in the show, and I think the combination of the music and that is a good experience. You know, it's great for us. We love performing, so.
And that must have been one of the things you noticed, you know, when you talked about that first gig, which is a wonderful story, you know, the idea of the three of you getting together and suddenly realizing that there was something more going on. But that probably is that how it feels when you're in performance together, that, you know, what is actually happening in that performance is actually far more than the sum of the parts.
That is the feeling, for sure, because and it's something that you can't really, it's sort of an intangible, you know, it's kind of like the blend of the voices. You can't, you know, you can't really create that. It just is there, you know, and I think that, it doesn't get old. I mean, our band is 12 years old, and it doesn't get old on stage in terms of, you know, you're always honing what you do. And the way three-part harmony works is that, you know, you're always there. Sometimes you're totally on, sometimes you're partly on, sometimes you're completely off. Not completely off, but, you know, we can hear all the intricacies singing, and it's a real thrill when it really melds. You know, there's a certain magic to that you feel as a singer, and it's always gratifying. And I think that the audience picks up on that too. You know, they really can feel that along with you, and it's a really wonderful thing.
You mentioned at the start of the interview the fact that I think you're getting back together to tour again after a little while apart, because Ruth, I think, had just released her second solo album.
Mm-hmm.
Where do things stand with your own music? Because my sense was that when you started the Jennies, you were probably more focused yourself in what the Jennies were doing. Are you still able to work on your own stuff as well?
I haven't been as much. Like, I released a solo album right before the Jennies started, so that was a bit, you know, it was. I chose to focus on the Jennies because of, you know, all the great things that were happening and just having a lot of fun with it, and I was doing some solo stuff. And then over the years, it just, you know, especially now that we manage ourselves, it's a huge commitment. And then I have kids now, so that's another thing. I have almost 5-year-old twin boys, so you know, trying to juggle all of that has been crazy. But that said, I'm set to start recording my second solo album very soon, actually. So That's hopefully going to be released in the first half of 2015. So I am getting back to it. And I'm really happy to be getting back to it. But it's all, you know, you just kind of, you do what feels right at the time. And then when things, opportunities open up, you take those. And it's been great. I'm very lucky to have been able to do both.
And are there plans for the Jennies to record anytime soon?
Yeah, we're talking about it right now. We're trying to figure out timing-wise how we're going to be able to fit it all in with everything that everyone's doing. You know, Heather has a 2-year-old now, and everybody has sort of their own plans going on. But we know that we do want to get into the studio as soon as we can possibly make it happen.
Can you talk about what people expected? What people will get to see? Should I say at a Jenny show?
Well, we definitely make it a mix of new and old. We're always trying to find time to arrange new songs. So there's some new stuff. We're actually going to be getting together soon to write some new stuff together. I mean, to bring new stuff with each other. But the show, the upcoming shows will be a mix of older songs that, you know, have become favorites for people, and then some of the newer stuff. You know, they can expect to hear music off all of our albums and some new songs as well. And then, you know, new stories about parenthood and about touring and, yeah, but a mix of things.
No, that's great. Well, look, I wanted to thank you for spending the time to talk to us today. I would like you actually to introduce the next song, which will be another song from the live album, which I got to say, I absolutely love. It really does, I think, capture that live at Wailing Jenny's experience. I thought we would play Bold Riley. Is that a good choice for today?
That's a great choice, yeah. Bold Riley is just a gorgeous, traditional English sea song, you know, and it's a song that Ruth brought to the group. We love playing that song. It's such an emotional, beautiful song. We're happy we caught it on the live album. People seem to really respond to it.
That's great. Okay. Well, I'll leave it to you.
Well, thanks so much, Jen. This is Nikki Mader from the Wailing Jennies, and you're about to hear Bold Riley off our live album, Live from the Mock Chunk Opera House.
So strong. Ooh. Who?